good evening, and welcome to this week's edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. Coming up in this evening's programme, I'll be looking at land prices and a comprehensive report which has been published this week. But first, an NCT test is on the way for certain tractors. To find out more, I've been speaking with Paul Mooney, news correspondent with the Irish Farmers Journal. I began by putting it to him that there is a safety element in the thinking behind the move to bring in an NCT test.
It has been linked with farm safety for quite a while, Chris, but at the same time, we certainly have seen no, you know, reports or studies showing that there is a higher risk from tractors being on the road or that they're involved to any very significant extent in traffic accidents here in Ireland or indeed across Europe. But nonetheless, as you say, legislation is coming in. It's being drawn up at the moment. This is coming across for all the EU member states. The rules must be in place by May of 2017, in other words, within about 7 or 8 weeks. And then the testing requirement itself must come into force, Chris, by May 2018, which is approximately 13 or 14 months' time. So the RSA, the people drawing up the legislation, they will in turn give it to the Department of Transport, who will sign it into law. So what we do know, Chris, is that the test will be in place for tractors that can drive at over 40 kilometres per hour. So, you know, they wouldn't be the fastest or the highest speed tractors, but they'd be, I suppose, what you would call a modern, biggish tractor. And any of those modern, biggish tractors nowadays would be capable of doing that speed. So if it can do that speed, and if it's used for haulage purposes on the road, therefore it must be tested and carry a disc to show that it has passed the test, Chris.
Right. So by the same token, if it's a small, older tractor that's not capable of very high speeds, you're going to be exempt?
Correct. If it's a smaller, older tractor that's not capable of 40 kilometres per hour, there'll be no requirement for it. Similarly, if it's a tractor that's not used on the public road at all, it'll be exempt. Or if it's a tractor, Chris, that's used on the public road, but only for moving about, maybe, a hay mower, or moving a front bale up the road to a field, or for moving a plough or something or a sprayer on the road, they will not fall under this new testing requirement because it is for haulage, Chris, you know. So it will include, say, contractors who are hauling plant and machinery up the road. But it will also include maybe farmers who are drawing grain to a co-op or grain merchant, or farmers who are drawing feed back regularly to yards, you know, for cattle or pigs, for example. That will be considered haulage, we would expect. Of course, the whole point of drawing of silage then in May and June on the road and big tractors and trailers is, well, I would imagine that will be considered to be haulage, Chris, you know. The rule would be that if you buy a new tractor, for the first 4 years, it's considered to be a new condition, obviously much the same as a farm jeep, so you don't need to do this DOE or test or NCT, as people will probably more familiarly call it. But once it reached 4 years, it must be tested after that, you know, every I think it's every second year, Chris.
And at this stage...
I'll correct myself, Chris, is that after 4 years, it must be tested every year.
Right. And at this stage, do we know the cost of doing the test? I think for your general motorist, it's something in the region of €55 to do an NCT. Is it going to be something similar?
We don't know yet, Chris. My colleagues in the journal would have asked the RSA what the cost will be, and they just said that it's not decided yet. So I imagine it'll be that, or maybe a little bit higher, given the tractors, you know, be a bigger machine.
Now, I think this stems from, there was a working group of the Farm Safety Partnership Advisory Committee back at the end of last year, so they obviously did make a report and it's been taken on board.
Yes, but I would make the point again, Chris, this is originally is coming in as an EU directive, you know, for all member states. So the directive itself goes back to 2014. Obviously, the working group would have, you know, influenced then how it's being drawn up in Ireland. But in a sense, it's all coming together, you know, so this will impact on farmers right across the European Union. It's all been done, of course, in the name of road safety, which nobody will disagree with, Chris. None of us will disagree with road safety. People will kind of watch carefully to see, is it over bureaucratic or is it over expensive?
So it is a done deal.
Yes, it is. The fine detail is being worked out now as we speak with the RSA. You know, and the fine detail, of course, is always very important. You know, there are grey areas there. If you're going down the road with a trailer load of silage bales to your neighbour, you know, is that haulage or is that just a one-off down the road to your neighbour? You know, they're the kind of areas where there'd have to be interpretation.
Finally, there will be some people out there, the sceptics, who might think this is just another revenue-grabbing exercise. It's another hole in the pocket for the farmer.
There'll be a lot of your listeners who will say exactly that, and our readers, Chris, that this is just more bureaucracy and more money-grabbing by the state. Another little taxes, a word for those taxes that you can't remember, hidden taxes, but absolutely, many people will feel that. But, you know, when we stand back, we do accept this road safety, but it's just what bureaucracy, what time is involved, and what cost is involved.
And just to recap, this will come in from when?
Legislation must be in place by May 2017, and it must be in operation by May 2018. In other words, at that stage, farmers and contractors will have to go about looking to get the test done.
Paul Mooney, news correspondent with the Irish Farmers Journal. On now to land prices, and this week the Journal has published its annual review of land prices. I've been finding out more by speaking with the editor of its property section and author of the report, Shirley Busteed. You've just released the annual land price report, and as always it makes for some very interesting reading. Quickly, just an overview of the scene nationally. Again, land prices have dropped slightly.
Just ever so slightly. The average for last year came in at 8,700, slightly down from the 8,900 the year before, but I would say nothing significant. To me, it just indicates that the land market is in a good place at the moment, in my view. It's solid and it's steady, and, you know, there's no major surprises, which I'm sure farmers will be very happy with. And in terms of the amount of land offered for sale, a lot of people thought that the volume offered for sale last year would be down, but just looking at our analysis, the actual amount offered for sale was very similar to 2015 at roughly 74,000 acres.
Now, if we go back to 2006, 2007, you know, at one stage we were talking about in excess of €20,000 an acre. More recently, we're sort of hovering around the 9,000 mark on average.
Correct, yeah. What I did was, because this is our 10th year actually publishing this land report, I just did a kind of a 10-year anniversary report looking back at the last 10 years, and people will see there when they read it that price, you were talking about prices excess 20,000 an acre in 06, 07. By 2009, that had halved to about 10,000 an acre. And from there on, from 2010 on, we've actually been, the land market has been trying to correct itself. And after 7 years, I suppose we can safely say that it has reached a new level at roughly kind of between 8,700 to 9,900 an acre.
Now, the situation in Donegal distorted somewhat by the fact that on Green and Estate in Burt was put on the market, one of the biggest properties in the whole country.
Yeah, in fact, it was the biggest farm offered for sale last year at 2,400 acres. Obviously, I'd say a very well-known property, I'm sure, up in your county there. Came to the market by private treaty, kind of back during the summer. Within that acreage, there's about 1,700 acres of workable land. A lot of it has been operated as an organic unit, and there was a good range of farm buildings on it as well, and washing facilities for vegetables and etc. So it came to the market by private treaty. I can't tell you a whole lot about whether it sold or not. At the time of going to press, I believe it was at a very sensitive stage of negotiations. And I was actually talking to the agent yesterday, and he still kind of remained tight-lipped about it. So I honestly don't know how things are progressing there.
And elsewhere in the county, just under 30 farms, I think, you reported for sale during the year?
Yeah, there was about, in our report, we got 28 farms offered for sale. I suppose the biggest challenge what I find with Donegal is there's a lack of good quality land or good quality farms that comes to the market. And I would say that if there was more good quality farms that came to the market, the average for Donegal would be a bit higher. I suppose the average that I have there at 7,700 an acre, it probably reflects more the maybe lesser quality parcels or sometimes marginal quality land. But at the end of the day, in any given year, the land market is a function of what comes on the market or what land comes on the market. So if it's kind of more marginal type land, that will reflect on the average. If it's good quality land that makes good money, it will reflect on the average. So Donegal, it's just hard to get really, really good quality farms come to the market.
Yeah, and then such a huge contrast between the east of the county and the west of the county, where you have the far bigger, more intensive farms in the east and some very small holdings in the west.
Correct, and I suppose, and then there's a differentiation then in the land quality itself, so it obviously reflects on price. But, you know, agents have said to me that if good quality land did come on, they, you know, it would make anything from 8 to 10,000 plus, you know, an acre. So it's, you know, the appetite is there, but obviously there's a severe shortage of stock.
Now, the report in the Farmers' Journal provides a comprehensive breakdown of agricultural land prices in each county, and it also focuses on tax implications, the hidden costs of buying, and all the information you need for things like leasing as well.
Correct. What we do is we give a breakdown of the 26 counties. We also give a breakdown of the 6 northern counties, and then we give some information up front. Just in relation to this year, we've looked at, you know, somebody who's thinking of retiring, what are their options in terms of whether they want to sell it, what are the tax implications if they sell it, if they want to lease it, you know, what are the tax implications there, or maybe transfer it to a son or a daughter, you know, what are the tax implications of that one. And we've also looked into forestry, because actually the demand for forestry land has absolutely surged, in my view. There's a very interesting article in it from our forestry editor, Donna Magner, who looks into the cost of a 25-acre plantation and looks at the revenues from that plantation. And I think it makes for very interesting reading for somebody who is thinking of investing down that road, especially maybe possibly as a pension plan.
Shirley Busted there, property editor with the Irish Farmers Journal. IFA President Joe Healy will address the County Donegal Executive of the Irish Farmers Association when it holds its AGM on Tuesday week, that's March the 21st, in the Clannery Hotel in Letterkenny at 8 o'clock. Donegal IFA Chairman Michael Chance is hoping there will be a big turnout of farmers and says this is an important opportunity to be fully informed about a range of issues affecting their farms and farm incomes, including the ANC review, Brexit negotiations and the IFA campaign for €200 suckler supports. Just time for the livestock prices. Cattle prices, steers making €3.75 to €3.85 a kilo. Heifers €3.85 to €3.90 a kilo. Bulls, R-grade €3.75 to €3.80 a kilo. U-grade making €3.85 a kilo. And cows, O-grade €3.30 a kilo. R-grade €3.60 a kilo. Sheep prices, spring lamb up to €5.20 a kilo to 23 kilos, ewes making €3 a kilo. Well, that's it for this evening's edition of Farming News and Views. Many thanks for listening. From me, Chris Ashmore, until next week, goodbye.